On this episode of Country Music News Today, breaking down the CMT Awards as well as Morgan Wallen news. Buckle up. The 2024 CMT Music Awards in Austin, Texas was a night to remember, blending the traditional with the contemporary in a way only country music can. Let's break it down. Jelly Roll was the man of the hour, sweeping up three awards, including Video of the Year for Need a Favor. It's clear he's not just a flash in the pan, but a force to be reckoned with in the country music scene. His heartfelt acceptance speech, especially his shout out to those in need of second chances, added depth to his wins, proving he's as real as they come. Lainey Wilson snagged the Female Video of the Year for Watermelon Moonshine, a track that's as sweet and intoxicating as its name suggests. Her win wasn't just a personal victory, but a nod to the hardworking women in country music, highlighting the genre's growing appreciation for its female artists. The tribute to Toby Keith was a poignant moment, reminding us of the impact he had on country music and beyond. With performances by Brooks and Dunn, Sammy Hagar, and Lainey Wilson, it was a fitting homage to a man whose songs have become anthems for many. The awards show wasn't without its controversies, though. The decision to film performances in front of the University of Texas's tower raised eyebrows, given its history. It's a reminder that location choices can carry weight, a lesson for future events. The spotlight on black female artists who contributed to Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album was a highlight, though it left us wanting more. It's a step in the right direction for diversity in country music, but there's room to grow, especially in giving these talented artists more stage time. In essence, the 2024 CMT Music Awards was a celebration of country music's past, present, and future. It showcased the genre's ability to evolve while staying true to its roots, and the night was a testament to the artists, songs, and stories that make country music what it is today. Here's to looking forward to what the next year brings to the country music scene. In the world of country music, it's not all about heartbreak and trucks. Sometimes it's about chairs. Yes, you heard that right. Morgan Wallen, the country sensation known for hits that tug at your heartstrings, has found himself in a bit of a tangle, but not with love, with the law. Wallen was arrested in Nashville for allegedly throwing a chair off a rooftop bar. Now, if you're thinking that's a bit dramatic, even for country music, you're not alone. The incident reportedly occurred at Eric Church's newly opened bar, Chiefs, and let's just say it wasn't the kind of opening night publicity they were hoping for. Wallen faces three felony charges of reckless endangerment and one count of disorderly conduct. It seems the chair landed dangerously close to some officers, which is never a good look. But before we get too carried away with the chair saga, let's not forget that Wallen's had a moment of unity too. At a recent concert, he mentioned setting an attendance record, joking it would stand, until Taylor Swift comes to town. Swifties in the audience weren't thrilled, booing at the mention of her name. Wallen, ever the peacemaker, quickly calmed the crowd, reminding everyone there's no need for booing. It's a small reminder that even in unexpected moments, Wallen seeks harmony. Well, except with chairs. This isn't Wallen's first rodeo with controversy or the law, but it's certainly one of the more unusual entries in his growing list of offstage adventures. As he navigates the legal system with a court date set for May 3rd, coincidentally the same day as one of his concerts, fans and critics alike are left wondering, what's next for Morgan Wallen? In the meantime, Wallen's mugshot has been released, showing the singer with a smile that might suggest he's taking the situation in stride. Or perhaps just reflecting on the absurdity of it all. Whether this incident will become a footnote in his career or a turning point remains to be seen. But one thing's for sure, in country music, even the stories that sound like they're straight out of a song are often just another day in the life. That's it for today. For more in-depth stories on the latest in country music news, you can check the show notes. And we'll see you next time on Country Music News Today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. We'll